WF House presents an unabridged recording of Patience by Victoria Scott, narrated by Imogen Comrie and Bronwen Price. For Claire, who has taught me the true value of life, and for Teal, Raffi and Ella, for helping me make the most of every minute. They feel all the love given to them. They have a great sensitivity for love. I am sure of this. There are many mysteries, and one of them is the girls' eyes. I tell all the parents to look at their eyes. The eyes are talking to them. I am sure the girls understand everything, but they can do nothing with the information. Dr. Andreas Rett. Part 1. 1. Patience. July.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're Gary, Mark, and Howard. We're what's left of Take That!
The crowd erupts. The group sitting in front of me, D-Mob happy mums in their late 30s, bottoms berthed on royal blue plastic seats, all sipping overpriced Chardonnay from white paper cups, suddenly thrust their bulk heavenwards, spraying lukewarm wine onto my feet as they do so. But I say nothing. All I can see now for what seems like miles is a sea of waving hands. All I can hear is a cacophony of catcalls, and all I can smell are the combined fumes of booze, cheesy nachos and sweat. Through the hubbub, I can just make out the early strains of Prey, which is one of my favourites. I start to sway along as it ramps up both in volume and beat. Music always makes me move. It's like my body doesn't know how to do it until it's been given a rhythm. I close my eyes so that I can ignore both the drunken ladies and the two bored husbands I've just spotted a few metres to my left, arms crossed, faces like thunder. What a waste of money it was bringing them here. Why would you even bother? A night off from those charmers would feel like a jailbreak, surely. I open my eyes so that I can check up on Jill. She's standing up like most of the audience, waving her dimpled arms in the air, the loose flesh beneath them flapping around like a net curtain, a beat or so behind her hands. She has long since forgotten I'm here. The atmosphere and the music have carried her away. That makes two of us. Gary Barlow's voice is so familiar, it's etched into my childhood like declarations of undying love on a school desk. Prey was released in 1993, when I was 4. It's a perfectly ordinary pop song, really, with a catchy chorus and soaring vocals, but it means so much more to me than the sum of its parts. Now, don't tell Gary this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?